Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have a very special guest, Melanie Hartbattle. She is the gatekeeper, the guard, the custodian, the overseer, the administrator, the key master of the vault at the SFU Archives Department. And there are very many interesting items hidden down in the vault, and we will be exposing some of them on this episode. Let's begin. Hello, Melanie, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Melanie Hartbattle. I'm the Acquisitions and Outreach Archivist at Simon Fraser University Archives.
Amazing. All right, and tell me about SFU Archives Department.
So SFU Archives is responsible for the acquisition, preservation, and management of the university's records. So here in the vault, we have all the records that the university needs to keep for the long term, either for like financial, legal, historical reasons. And then we also acquire records from the community, from private donors. So that can be alumni, faculty, student groups, but also individuals and groups out in the community. And those records support research and teaching at the university and in the community.
Fantastic. And I noticed you got some posters here behind you. And I know we're going to talk about them in detail later on. But yeah, do you know any information, little bit about any of them?
So there was a lot going on at SFU in the 1960s and 70s in terms of music, and the student society was really highly engaged in terms of getting entertainment up to campus. So these posters are all from the Simon Fraser Student Society, and they advertise free concerts that were happening in the mall, which is incredible. I think we should bring them back. And so you can definitely see they reflect the spirit of the times in terms of the psychedelic design. And there were a lot of local bands that came up to campus, including Chilliwack.
Yeah.
Satisfied, see the morning from the other side, and when you close your eyes, sleep comes first. When you fly the universe, well, you need some rest, yeah, you need some rest. Much closer. it flight, and baby, that's just what it's for.
Also bands like Country Joe and The Fish that came up from San Francisco. So there were a lot of psychedelic bands that were traveling up the coast to Vancouver at the time, and SFU was a destination for them.
Yes, and I noticed you're also a music fan as
yes,
well.
Yes.
Tell me, who are you listening to these days?
Well, I love the band Spendeau, especially their song Fighter. That's one of my favorite songs. My partner is managing a band called Chase the Bear from Vancouver. They're incredible. They just dropped their new single, Isolation. You should check it out.
Any female artists?
Ruby Waters.
Ruby
she
Waters.
Is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's an indigenous artist, I believe. No.
I'm not sure, not sure about that, but she's from Squamish.
She's from Squamish. Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
And she's really doing well.
I have played her music before, so yeah. No, she is amazing.
Find the controller.
And then you asked about the punk rock posters.
Yes.
So I actually did discover that we have some of the original layout. Mm-hmm. So Bob Mercer was an early alumnus. Mm-hmm. He went to SFU in the late 60s, early 70s, and he became the editor of the Peak newspaper. And he was an amazing illustrator, and so he did a lot of cartoons and illustrations for the Peak and other publications. So this is his little man figure that pops up everywhere, even in the strike posters that we have for protests that went on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was a member of the Warts. That was his band. He was also a member of the Explosions.
Do you remember on the 9th of June when it came on the radio? And maybe you saw the headline. Maybe you still don't know. It said, three cons have taken 15 hostages, holding them now with a knife. Three men betting on freedom, betting with the rest of their life. Do you remember a woman named Mary? She was held on the edge of a blade. But she never died from no knife at her throat. She died for the friend she made. Because a man, a woman in chains, they got to fight to keep from going sane. Wilson, Lucas, and Bruce, crazy enough to cut themselves loose. Committed a crime. It's Andy Bruce, Dwight Lucas, and Claire Wilson, sir. They're leaving before that time. Call the Solicitor General. Wake up the chain of command. Cause Andy's got a knife at Mary's throat, just so we can understand his demand to be found to some other country. Won't put him down in a hole. Just got to go to some other place, Lord. They don't got to control his very soul. Because a man, a woman in chains, they got to fight to keep from going insane. Wilson, Lucas, and Bruce, crazy enough to cut themselves loose. On June the 11th, could you believe your ears? And do you remember how the truth trickled out, confirming the words to your fears? Andy killed Mary, the prison guard said. They had to shoot Andy Bruce in the head. Well, Andy lay bleeding, Mary lay dead. Don't you remember the lies that they spread? The truth will be known where people are free, and it's the only freedom in a penitentiary. And it grows like the echo of a steel door, and it trickles like blood across a cold stone floor. And it rose with the sun, cause they knew everyone, the Mary had died from a prison guard's gun. Where it went, nobody heard the truth. A coroner, jury, and later a trial, but still not a shred of the truth. Now what does it say about justice? What does it say for the law? And all of the lawyers, the cops and politicians, if nobody saw what that freedom man saw, or they lock up a man for a killing. Thank God for the government. Then we strip down hope, but the break out or die. But when someone goes, it's called an
but I just don't see how that can be. The story ain't over till we tear down the walls and all of God's children are free. We gotta set them free. We gotta set them free. The man, the woman in chains, they got to fight to keep from going insane. Wilson, Lucas, and Bruce, crazy enough.
And here he is opening up for the Talking Heads at the Commodore. And because he was an incredible artist, he later became the editor of the Georgia Strait, but he also produced amazing artwork for his own posters. But a lot of these shows he did with punk bands, such as DOA, Subhumans, Modernettes, and then he did a lot of the iconic punk rock posters as well from the time that didn't necessarily have his band. So the final versions of these will be over in the library in the Vancouver Punk Rock Collection.
Whoa, whoa, good God, no.